The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We're in.
Let me ask you a question.
It's toasty.
Already turned it down.
Good.
Let me ask you a question. Why are women cats and guys are dogs? What is that? Why is that a thing?
Wait, what?
Everyone thinks that women are cats, like, and guys are dogs.
Because women that pussy.
Hey, who the hell?
You know what I mean?
Not bad timing.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think dogs are dumb and they just like, oh yeah, bark, 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 bark. And then cats are like mysterious and question things like, interesting. Why would you say that?
It's not what I meant, though.
Why would you like a girl's Instagram photo?
How many times have you said, but that's not what I meant, though, to a lady? 4,100 billion quadrillion?
No, but not like that. Oh, yeah. But like, no, like not like, you know what I mean?
Not like what you think you're going to think to yell at me.
And then I realize I'm over talking and I just go, you know what I mean?
Yep.
No, but not like, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean is a universal sign for I'm bombing this conversation.
I'm bombing.
Yes.
I'm bombing.
I'm bombing. I'm on stage bombing. That's got to be the worst feeling, huh? What do you want to do, bomb or come fast?
Come fast.
All the time.
Because coming fast is only bombing for one person.
Well, bombing for two people. I bomb for myself and for the lady.
Yeah, but if you come quick, you don't care about yourself. You're more like, oh, fuck, I feel like,
oh, right.
You're like, I feel bad how this person is not going to view me.
I think you can smooth it over. You come quick and be like, God, why are you so hot? This is your fault. And they start yelling at her. This is your fault. If your vagina wasn't so perfect and tight, I wouldn't do this. And just boost
Yeah, what do you want me to last a long time?
Yeah, because if I lost a long time, it's disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
God damn. I mean,
pussy good.
So good.
This
Who gave
no
you that?
Easy bake.
Felt like your mom's. Police are coming for me right now.
The timing on the sirens was great for that.
Does that even pick up?
No. Sometimes I can vaguely hear it.
Okay.
Here's what we need to do. We need to put an outside mic cam. And Ooh. Then it's just outside. You can just hear whatever's going on out there.
That's fun.
And we can be like the weatherman. Let's cut outside and see what's going on. Uh-huh. Sirens.
But if you're on a podcast and you say, let's cut outside, the podcast sucks.
Huh. I'll tell you what. I think it's a great idea.
No. But you know what I mean? Like the combo's so bad, you go, yeah, let's see what's going on
with the weather.
We got a traffic update.
Yeah. You ever bomb
traffic
a date?
Traffic update. What was it?
You ever bomb on a date?
All the time.
No, not all the time. I feel like you're a pretty charismatic guy. You can kind of figure
I am,
it out.
But like the second I feel like I'm dragging, I'm like, oh, so what up with them? Because I take everything personal. So if you give me a one-word response, I go, oh, wow. Just didn't want to waste your words on me. I'm just not worth it. But if I'm like, oh, wow, it looks so good. How is it? Yeah, good. You know what you don't?
You got nothing after that?
We don't want to.
My thing is, if I get those one-word answers, I'm not bombing. You're bombing.
Yeah, but why, if they're only saying one word answers, they're not interested in you.
Or their personality is just horrendous.
I guess.
That's so funny. You know, that's the difference between you and I. You are like, oh, this is my fault because you're only giving me one word answers. I'm like, this is your fault because your personality sucks. That's exactly how our brains work.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I tend to take a lot of things personal. So if, you know, you don't, whatever, I go, oh, I shouldn't want to be here.
I think if we're riffing up top and then it starts to simmer down and then it's one word, then I'm like, oh, I did something. You're not feeling it. But if you sit down on a date and she has a person out of a pine cone, then it's not my fault.
Pine cone?
Huh? What are those? What are pine cones? Do we know? We just
pine trees.
Like, but
dandruff.
We just walk around. We go, yep, that's a pine cone. Where the fuck did that come from?
Is that a pine tree? I'm gonna take my jacket off. It's hot.
All right. Your jacket.
Sweater. What do you call this? A hoodie?
Hoodie, yeah.
Yeah.
He called a jacket?
I don't fucking know. It's all the same shit.
What's in there? Nickels? What do you got in there? Oh, keys.
Oh, keys. I was wondering what was making all the weight in there.
Yeah.
Making all the weight. You know what's funny is when in like high school, like boxers or like wrestlers or football players, like, oh, I got to make weight. Shut up. You're 16. Who gives a fuck? You going to the NFL? Nope. Goodbye.
Well, I mean, yeah, they got to make weight.
Right. I know you got to start somewhere. Oh, Trevor doesn't know anything about sports. I know, but it's just funny to be like, I got to make weight.
Make weight's funny.
And you see a guy running through on a track with a trash bag on.
Yeah, take that off. I mean, yeah, because the thing is, do you even go pro wrestling? If you're like a pro wrestler, what do you make, $11?
You make
who's 31 in wrestling pro? First of all, if you're wrestling, please don't call me. I know you beat me up. I know that you beat me up.
Back in the day, I mean, they pop off and now they just kind of like tour and tell stories and sell books.
Oh, I'm talking like the WCW guys bagged out.
Women Crush Wednesday? Like,
huh?
Women Crush Wednesday?
Yeah, that's
so weird.
You're
talking about the WWE?
Huh?
You're talking about WWE?
No, sir. I'm talking about like actual wrestlers.
The WCW?
Yeah, you
no,
know
I said WEW, didn't I? What
W-E-W.
The fuck I said?
WEW. What website is that?
But you know it's bad when it shows up, the salary estimate is on ZipRecruiter. That's how you know it's not going to be
bad. ZipRecruiter! Did I tell you guys in college, my communications class?
Communications class?
Come.
You're not even good at communicating.
Communicating.
I didn't even
try again.
It. All right.
In my class, we had to do a kind of like a book report. I don't know why I went to college, probably some middle school, but it asked like it asked like what your dream job was. And you did a book report on it. I don't know why we're doing this college. And I did a comedian. And it said comedians make on average $14,000 to $30,000 a year. And I remember being like, that's fucking bags.
It is
bags. At the time, $14,000 a year.
Not 14, but if you make this is what how I was thinking. If you make $30,000 telling jokes. Good.
Great. Yeah. I know, I get that, but like also like they're like write about your dream job. And I was like, "Yes, please." I didn't, you know, other motherfuckers are up there like, "I want to be an oil tycoon investor." And they're like, "Average is half of Dubai to $8 trillion." But then I'm up there like, "Yeah, I'd be nice to make 14 to 30,000."
Yeah, but I think what you were about to say was like when you're 20, yeah, 30 grand, you're
of
like,
course.
"Dog, I'm bagged out."
Dude, I mean, I think at one point in college I had $1,000 in my checking and I was like, "Somebody come fucking try me, dude. $1,000 in college.
Did I tell you what I used to do? This is the most
take your dad's
thing.
Money and spend it on the Celica.
I did do that, but what I did do was my dad would write me a check for the semester
for books.
No, for school and school and books, right? For tuition, right?
And he gave it
and
to you.
I would have to like pay for it, right? So what I would do is I would deposit in my account and then get a statement. And leave, and when bitches were coming over, I would leave the statement out. So then, I'd be like, whoa!
You getting pussy off tuition?
Yeah.
But you're lying.
But no, but I was in college, my account for a month before I
How
paid
much
it.
Was college at? College Carolina Coastal, whatever the fuck.
College Coastal Carolina?
Carolina College Coastal. What is it?
Coastal Carolina.
So much
Coastal
easier.
Carolina.
How much was the semester at Coastal Carolina University?
I think the whole year was like 21. So
you would just have a statement on your nightstand next to a LeBron poster of yep. just fucking $21,000.
It wouldn't be that much because it was only half. It would be like whatever it would be for books and tuition and like rent. It would be, like 15K or something in my account. None of the money was mine. But it would be like, but you had an account. My account said
you would leave 15
grand,
out?
And then I have a Wells Fargo. I remember it was so single. I had Wells Fargo, statements, and I would just leave it out on my desk. And then so when women would come over, I would spread it out like it was like I'm like, oh no, that's weird. And then the 20 grand, whatever the fuck it would be like right there.
That is so shallow.
And then I would like go in the bathroom. First of all, you know what's funny? Of course it was shallow. But you know what's funny? I'll go in the bathroom. To spray my cock down with numbing spray.
Because a guy with 15K is probably going to have a lot of sex.
100%.
So that's a comedian's rate.
I'm spraying my cock down with numbing spray and hoping, or not even hoping, here's the thing, assuming that she was looking at this statement being like, oh my God, this guy is the richest shit. And the funny thing is, richest shit with a futon. There's a futon in the room.
Yeah, but
that's what I slept on.
Futons can be conveyed as either poor or like, oh, this guy's on some next wave element shit. He's so rich, he don't even need a real bed. He sleeps in a chalupa.
What do you think a futon thinks? Do you think a futon thinks it's a bed or a couch? I think a couch, yeah. I think
it's a couch that stretches a little bit.
Yeah. It's a couch that like, toes. That like push me on the back.
Are they comfortable?
Honestly, the one I had, I would put a mattress pad underneath, and it wasn't that bad.
Every night you'd put it on?
No, I'd leave it there. Like a bigger mattress pad to go underneath the...
Oh.
And then you could still fold it up.
How often would you fold it up into a couch?
Pretty often.
Really?
Like every single... Like that's how... That's so funny. That's how you make a futon. That's how you make the bed. You just turn it into a couch. Yeah. But wow. I remember I used to have... It would fall over. Like
of course.
It fell over twice during sex, so I'd have to put...
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Like a bucket? I would put like a bucket underneath it.
Bucket from all the pussy Where would a bucket fit? And also, how does a bucket stop this?
Well, because it'll put a bucket underneath it.
You keep saying bucket.
That's what I use.
Wait.
Like a mop bucket. You know, like a mop bucket.
I know what a bucket is. An orange Home Depot bucket.
No, but
what else are buckets for? That and carrying marbles?
But why would you carry marbles in a bucket?
I don't know.
Oh!
You had a bucket? So there's a bitch, a respectful lady. There's a lady in your room reading bank account statements on a futon with a bucket. With an inflatable, like an extra mat.
Yeah.
Mattress
technically, if you think about it, she is sitting on the futon, but she's technically sitting on a bucket. If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free freaking Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So
go on. Ba-ba-booey.
Hey! So go on patreon.com/StiffSocksPod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.